Well, I came here because previously, in January, I came when they first proposed the motion about climate change, and then they referred it to this committee. So I, at that point, I decided I was going to come back and speak again. I felt a bit nervous speaking, really, but I guess it was easier than the first time, as I'd already done it once. But it was just interesting to see how the council would react to it. So yeah.
And how, what do you think about the reaction? Was it, do you feel like it was a positive thing or?
I think the reaction of the council was really negative and arrogant about it, actually claiming that their amendment was more radical than the original motion. I think that was just something which is, yeah, incredibly arrogant.
So this was a fantastic presentation by young people and people who care about climate change to the council. And the whole debate amongst the councillors was designed to really avoid facing up to the real issue behind it, which is that we've all got to do everything we can within our power to go carbon neutral by 2030, and part of that is declaring a climate emergency from which everything else follows. And so many councils have already done that. Why can't that council do it? And what you saw in the debate and what you heard was an avoidance of coming to terms with that. Let's kick the can down the road. Let's do some more reports. Let's not make the decision because it will somehow compromise the future council. Yet, as one of the young people pointed out, they just agreed a load of policies for the future council. So they're not afraid to do that when it suits them. In many ways, it's tragic because it shows the failures of decision making, the failure of leadership of the current council. But I think the hope is that we will have a new council. We have elections on the 2nd of May. People should be looking to vote for those groups, those parties who are actually getting to grips with this and saying we should be carbon neutral by 2030, and that's your opportunity. And we know we won't go away, those young people won't go away, we'll come back and we'll keep knocking on this door until they listen.